ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृतं
नारायणं नमस्कृतं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमदीरये
ततो जयमदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भगवति उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर भगवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर भगवति नैष्ठिकी
हरे कृष्ण। सो विल इट हैपन आवर भागवतम तो 7:30 विल गो फॉर नगर संकीर्तन। चलो अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज दिस पिक्चर both picture you know what it is who knows this picture
Ambarish
Maharaj and Durvasa Muni we will learn this Durvasa Muni is cursing Ambarish Maharaj Durvasa Muni is cursing Ambarish Maharaj is rakshas try to burn Ambarish Maharaj but here Sudarshan Chakra saving Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni is out of fear, he is running. Sudarshan Chakra is saving him. Is there any picture? This is not left. There. Then Durvasa Muni come and fell down Ambarish Maharaj's feet. Ambarish Maharaj requires Sudarshan not to burn him. So we'll read this story today. Wonderful story, huh? I thought yesterday we were discussing Shabai Mano Krishna Padara Vindaya. There is a this Ambarish Maharaj's life history. That is why I thought we should read this. We'll read that verse later on, but how Krishna is glorifying about Vaishnavas, but before that we'll see the background, what happens with Ambarish Maharaj. Once Ambarish Maharaj was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan, observing the bhava of Dadashi. After the Ekadashi, he was observing the bhava of Dadashi. On Dadashi, the day after Ekadashi, Dwa Dadashi. Dwa means two, Dashi means ten. So Dadashi means 12th day. Ekadashi, Ekadash. Traya Dashi, 13. Chatur Dashi, Pancha Dashi. So Dwa Dashi, 12th day. After Ekadashi, when he was about to break his Ekadashi fast, there is a time of Parana. So the great mystic yogi Durvasa appeared in his house and became his guest. King Ambarish respectfully received Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni, after accepting his invitation to eat there, went to bath in the Yamuna river at noontime. Because he was absorbed in samadhi, he did not come back very soon. Maharaj Ambarish, however, upon seeing that the time of break, the fast was passing, drank a little water in accordance with the advice of learned brahmanas, just to observe the formality of breaking the fast. When Durvasa Muni, when Ambarish is seeing that Vibhasha Muni is not coming, but the Parana time breaking up, Ekadashi Pashi is passing away. So all the learned brahmanas, they advise Ambarish Maharaj, better you should break her fast, otherwise he can live. And another discussion was there. They are fasting Nirjala Ekadashi. Ekadashi means Nirjala. So Ambarish Maharaj is doing Nirjala Ekadashi. Then learned pandits, they advise Ambarish Maharaj, you can drink some water. And drinking water is not breaking fast. At the same time, drinking water, as you are doing Nirjala, so drinking water, little water, is breaking fast. So both sides will be covered. So, as he doing Nirjala, if he drinks a little drop of water, that means he is breaking the fast. At the same time, he is not breaking the fast. Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni will not feel offended. So, in accordance with the advice of learned brahmanas, just to observe the formality of breaking the fast, he drink a little water. By mystic word, Durvasa Muni could understand that this had happened. Durvasa Muni understood, no? I am his guest. So, he drank water before offering me. And he was very angry. When he returned, he began to chastise Ambarish Maharaj. But he was not satisfied. And finally, he created from his hair a demon appearing like the fire of death. Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa was so angry, sometimes due to anger, chastising, I told so much. But Durvasa was so angry, even after chastising Ambarish Maharaj, he is not pacified. Then he took one hair from his head and cursed Ambarish Maharaj. And from this hair, he created one fiery demon, blazing fire, to kill Ambarish Maharaj. The demon is appearing like the fire of death. The Supreme Personality Godhead, however, is always the protector of his devotees and to protect Ambarish Maharaj. To protect Ambarish Maharaj, Krishna sent his chakra, disc. The Supreme Personality Godhead sent his disc, the Sudarshan chakra, which immediately vanquishes the fiery demon. The Sudarshan chakra immediately vanquishes this fiery demon and then pursued Durvasa, who was so envious of Maharaj Ambarish. Durvasa fled to the Brahmalok. He went to Brahma. Brahma said, it is beyond my capacity, I can't do anything. Then he went to Shivlok. Shivji said, I can't do anything. It is Sudarshan chakra. I have no control over it. And all the higher planets, but he could not protect himself from the wrath of the Sudarshan chakra. Finally, he went to the spiritual world and surrendered to Lord Narayan. To be excused from an offense, one must submit to the Vaishnava whom he has offended. So when he went to Narayan, Durvasa Muni went to Narayan, he said, please protect me. Then what Narayan said? It is beyond my control. So Narayan said this verse. Please repeat after me. Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Aham Bhakta Paradhina,
Aham Bhakta Paradhina,
Hi Asatantra Iva Dija,
Hi Asatantra Iva Dija,
Sadhu Vir Grastar Iraya,
Sadhu Vir Grastar Iraya,
ভক্তের ভক্ত জনপ্রিয়,
ভক্তের ভক্ত জনপ্রিয়।
I think you already understand the meaning. So we'll go word to word meaning first, then we'll again recite. Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Aham,
Aham,
I, Bhakta Paradhinah,
Bhakta Paradhinah,
am dependent on, the will of my devotees. What Krishna saying? Aham Bhakta Paradhina. I am not independent. I am dependent on my devotees.
He indeed.
Asatantra. Satantra, asatantra. Asatantra.
Asatantra.
I am not independent. Eva.
Exactly like that.
Dija.
Dija.
O Brahmana.
Brahmana
means who?
Durvasamuni.
Narayan said to Durvasamuni, he asatantra Eva Dija. I have no independence. I am dependent to my devotees. I have no independence. How? He gave nice example. Huh? Sadhu vihi. He is a Tritiya Vibhakti.
By pure devotees.
Completely free from all material desires. Sadhuvis means by pure devotees who are completely free from all material desires. Bhakto jana priyaha. Bhaktai. Because they are devotees. Bhakto jana priyaha.
I am dependent not only on my devotee.
But also my devotee's devotee. Bhakta Janapriya. I am not only dependent on devotee. I am dependent on devotee's devotee. The devotee is extremely dear to me. Devotee is extremely dear to me. Sometimes, who is dear? Son or grandson?
Grandson
is very dear to a person. Grandson is very dear to? Then son. Grandson is very dear, then son. So, in this thing is with Krishna also. Devotee is very dear to Krishna. So nice. So please repeat. Huh? I will recite, you should repeat 3 times. Aham Bhakta Paradhina.
Aham Bhakta Paradhina. Aham Bhakta Paradhina. Aham Bhakta Paradhina.
Hi Asatantra Iva Dija.
Hi Asatantra Iva Dija. Hi Asatantra Iva Dija. Hi Asatantra Iva Dija.
Sadhuvir grastar hridaya. Bhaktair bhakta janapriya. One word I have not translated. Grastaridaya. My heart is controlled. Grasta means?
Affected.
Sharpa grasta means attacked by? Snake. Grasta? Grasta shabda, it is in Hindi, is there grasta? Grasta means afflicted.
গৃহস্থ
পীড়িত,
ভেরি গুড, অ্যাট্যাক্ট। তো গ্রস্ত হৃদয় মিন্স, গ্রস্ত হৃদয় মিন্স, গ্রস্ত মিন্স মাই হার্ট ইজ কন্ট্রোলড, আই এম কন্ট্রোলড বাই মাই ডিভোটিস। সাধবি গ্রস্ত হৃদয়, মাই হার্ট ইজ কন্ট্রোলড বাই দি ডিভোটিস। সো ওয়ান্ডারফুল ভার্স অ্যাগেইন থ্রি টাইমস, দিস টাইম ডোন্ট সি দি বোর্ড, ট্রাই টু ইউজ ইয়র মেমারি। অহম ভক্ত পরাধীন, হি অস্বতন্ত্র ইব দ্বিজ, সাধুবীর গ্রস্ত হৃদয়, ভক্তের ভক্ত জনপ্রিয়, সো হু অলরেডি মেমোরাইজ প্লিজ রেইজ হিজ হ্যান্ড, অনলি টু। ওকে অনিল প্রভু, personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the courts of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
to the Brahmana,
to the Brahmana,
I am completely under the control of my devotees.
I am completely under the control of my devotees.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I am not at all independent.
I am not at all independent.
Because my devotees are,
because my devotees are
completely devoid of material desires.
Completely devoid of material desires.
I sit only within the course of their hearts.
Only within the course of their hearts.
What to speak of my devotee?
What to speak of my devotee?
Even those who are devotees of my devotee,
devotees of my devotees,
are very dear to me.
Are very dear to me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of his devotees. This country is ruled by king, and king is controlled by the queen. Why is this? Because the devotee is unna vilashita shunna means unna avilashita shunna. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. Unna avilashita, no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve him best way. How to serve him best. Today I will distribute 5 Bhagavad Gita. No, yesterday I distributed 5 Bhagavad Gita. Today 10. Today I offer Krishna this bhog. Yesterday I offer this. Today I will offer this. How to serve best. Always only this mentality. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Sariya Vaishnav Seva Nistar Payase Keva. Sariya Vaishnav Seva, Vaishnav Seva Sarke, Nistar Payase Keva. Kun Nistar Lapkya. Nistar Shabda Hindi mein hai? Nistar Shabda ne?
Rescue.
Nistar means rescue. So without serving Vaishnav, how one can free from this material classes? Free from the Maya. Sariya Vaishnav Seva. Without serving the Vaishnavas, there is no chance of deliverance. Sariya Vaishnav Seva, Nistar Payase Keva. Why? Anybody? Is any example? No. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from the material entanglement. Without becoming the devotee of a devotee, there is no chance of release from this material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bhartu Pado Kamalaro Dasho Dashanu Dashaha. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naham Vipra, I am not Brahmana. I am not Kshatriya. I am not Vaishya. I am not Shudra. I am not Brahmachari. I am not Grihastha. I am not Vanaprastha, I am not Sannyasi. My only one identification is Gopi Bhartu Padaka. Gopi Bhartu, the husband of Gopis. Who is that? Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Pado Kamal. The lotus feet of the husband of Gopis. That means lotus feet of Krishna's Dasha Anudasha. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is my identification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am the servant of the servant, of the servant of the husband of the gopis. That is my identification. Thus, he instructed us to become not directly servant of Krishna. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't become directly servant of Krishna. But servant of the servant of Krishna. Become the servant of the servant of Krishna. Never try to become the servant of Krishna. Become the servant of Krishna servant. Devotees like Brahma, Narad, Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami are directly servant of Krishna. They are directly servant of Krishna. Who are they? Brahma, Narad, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasadeva and Sukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Therefore says, what Vishwanath Chakravarti said? Jishya Prasadat Bhagavad Prasada. What is that meaning? Yashya Prasadat Bhagavad Prasada. By whose mercy will get the mercy of Krishna's mercy? Only by the mercy of Vaishnavas will get the mercy of Krishna. If one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, if one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, Guru, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. So nice, huh? If one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Person got it directly. If we read Bhagavad Gita, we will not understand directly. Like in Russia, now one devotee came in the temple. So after the program, he said, come for prasad. He took prasad. He said, from where this comes? He said, we offered to Krishna, then we took it. Then he said, this is the first time he met with the devotees. He never see devotees. He wrote Prabhupada's book. He read Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita is written, Patrang, Pushpang, Phalantang, Jami Bhakta Prajachati. So by reading that, he became devotee of Krishna. He's offering to Krishna. Patram Pushpam Phalantam Jami Bhakta Prajachati. Tadahan Bhakti Upahrita Ashnami Prajatatmana. So I accept that. That is why that person every day is offering. So that person said, I am every day offering, but in Bhagavad Gita there is not written, after offering you should eat that prasad. It is not written. That is why after offering I am throwing outside. Because it is not written, after offering you should eat that prasad. So that by reading Bhagavad Gita, he is offering to Krishna, but he is not taking prasad. But when he meets with the devotees, he knows, after offering that it becomes prasad, and he should accept the prasad as a mercy of Krishna. Then he understood. So that is why following the instruction of a devotee is much more important than following instruction of Krishna directly. So that is why Krishna said, Om Bhakta Paradhino, hi asatantra ibodija. Then, Shadavi Vrasta Ridaya, Bhaktir Bhakta Janapriya. Then Krishna said, O Brahman, O Durvasa, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulence. Krishna said, I don't want to enjoy my opulence. Without my devotee, I don't want to enjoy anything. I only want to enjoy the association of my devotees. I don't want to enjoy my opulence in Vaikuntha. So nice. Since pure devotees give up their homes, wives, children, relatives, races, and even their lives simply to serve me, without any desire for material improvement in this life or in the next, how can I give up such devotee at any time? Krishna said, Durvasa, you come to me to protect you. But this Ambarish Maharaj is so advanced devotee. He, for me, he gave up his home, his wives, children, relatives, races, even his life. Only desire to serve me. How I can give up him? You want to kill him. How I can give up him? No. It is not possible for me. I am sold out to him. I am dependent to him. How? Then Krishna said nice example. Please listen attentively. Krishna said nice example. As just woman, bring their gentle husband under control by service. A chaste woman bring their husband under their control by nice service. Washing cloth, cook delicious food, bring their control, under their control. So very careful. Don't take so much service from Matajis. Huh? If we take some service, then we will be under their control. And Mataji are very expert in serving. Mataji are very expert in serving. And if we accept their service, we will become sold out to them. Third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev is saying to his mother, "Mother, this woman are dark oil, andhakup. If somebody takes some service from them, they are bound to enter into the dark oil. There is no chance of deliverance from there. So very careful to take service from any woman." Here also Krishna said, "A chaste woman bring their gentle husband under control by service. The pure devotee who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart, bring me under their full control. In the same way, pure devotee by serving me, they bring me in their under their full control." My devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in four principles of liberation: Shalakya, Sharupya, Samipya and Shashti. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? Then Krishna said, Shadavari dayang majjang sadunang ridayang tam madannati najananti nahang tebha managapi. The pure devotees is always within the core of my heart. The pure devotees always is within the core of my heart. And I am always in the heart of the pure devotees. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. And Krishna said, I am always in the heart of the pure devotees. My devotees do not know anything else but me. I do not know anyone else but them. I don't know you, Durvasa. I don't know. Who are you? I don't know anybody. I only know my devotees. As devotee only know me, I also only know my devotees. I don't know you. Who are you? Go ahead. So, if Ambarish Maharaj forgive you, then only, otherwise no chance. I cannot, I don't know you, who are you? Provide you come. I know only Durvasa, my devotee, Ambarish. Go to him, if he forgive, then only. Hare Krishna. So nice, Bhagavatam is so nice. Samit Gaur Bhaktivinda ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavati Jai Gaur Premanandi Jai